Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Hi, Jim. Just wanted to call to congratulate you on your anniversary for the best-looking, smartest, and, of course, most humble fellow I know.
And, of course, you're the best Italian restaurant chooser I know in New York.
It's been great blowing hot air with you over the years.
Sending you a huge hug and a snoop.
Welcome back, 7 to the hour. Still celebrating in our third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. We're having a great visit with our good friend Sarah Hunter, celebrating her second anniversary of being part of our world. God help her. Sarah is the daughter and the founder of Bottom Line Publications and Bottom Line Personal, their biweekly magazine. Bottom Line Health is their monthly magazine. They've got their annuals, the Bottom Line yearbooks, and all that is at this website. Sarah, go ahead.
BottomLineInc.com.
There it is, BottomLineInc.
You know, it's funny, actually. My father started it, but the whole family, anyone that starts a business or a family business, the whole family is part of that, either directly or indirectly.
You got a bunch of family members in your business, don't you?
I do, indeed. But the whole family supports the founder not being at the dinner table or being, like, all that goes into it.
Oh, yeah.
So no matter what, if people that are starting their businesses, understand, it's their whole family that's allowing it to happen.
I've always said that every small business is a family-owned business.
It absolutely is. It takes them all to support it happening.
No question about it. All right, so there's another thing over here that I want to talk about that was in your Bottom Line Personal, and it's about getting the job done, right? Getting yourself organized and achieving what your goals are, right?
Well, it's about achieving more with less, right? So there's all sorts of examples. We all get, you know, there's fat, happy, and dumb. So somehow we all get, you know, in business, the more money, there were a lot in the dot-com era. There were all sorts of people that got tons of money, investor money, and they spent it all. They were, you know, fat, happy, and dumb. They're like, oh, well, let's spend it. And then they were, you know, they flew high, and then they busted, right? And I have watched, from our point of view in the publishing world, where all these very big companies with a lot of money, Time, Inc., right, Rodale, like big companies that have now gone flying on down, whereas we have carefully grown on a shoestring and been very careful about how we grow, how we go into the world. Well, organically, but also, you know, it's amazing what you can do when you don't have all the resources in the world. You get more creative.
That's right.
So our expert, Scott Sonnenschein, who is the author of Stretch, Unlock the Power of Less, and Achieve More, had some tips and strategies about how you can achieve more with less. And one of the things that he talked about was what he called artificial limitations. You know how when you're under a deadline, it's amazing what you can achieve?
Mm-hmm.
Like you can get there when you don't have a lot of time. And he said, well, you know, sometimes if you apply a deadline to yourself, where there isn't necessarily one, but give it to you. And I had this conversation literally in a meeting yesterday where we have a project that's taken forever. I've got a very dear project leader who is not a deadline kind of guy. He's a get the data right kind of guy. And he wouldn't commit to me on a date. And I said, here is a date, and by God, house is burning down. Force yourself to do it. Because sometimes you just have to do that.
Right.
Otherwise, you meander along, right? So his idea was put an extreme deadline.
If somebody doesn't give me a deadline for something I'm working on, I make my own deadline, because otherwise it won't get done.
That's exactly right. It meanders past. So you have to force yourself to do it. Here's another tidbit. So if you ever get stuck, you know, you're trying to think of ideas and you get totally stuck, instead you sit there and you're forcing yourself. Let's have a brainstorming session. His suggestion is go do mindless work. Take your mind off of it.
Yep.
I remember when I was in college, I was the cleanest person going, because when I'd get stuck on a paper, I'd take a shower. And
when you do mindless work, no, the shower is exactly right, especially in the morning before you, when you wake up, let your mind just listen to your brain in the first half hour, because the researchers show that your right brain wakes up 45 minutes before your left brain wakes up. Your creative brain wakes up almost an hour before your engineer brain wakes up.
No, those are those wacky dreams early in the morning.
Yeah, exactly. No, but I mean, I have some of my best ideas in the shower. You do too, I'm sure.
Well, absolutely. Well, you know, when you let your mind wander, yeah, is when creativity yeah happens. It's like go mow the lawn, mm-hmm, go fold laundry.
Yeah.
You know, but focus, being tight, inhibits your creativity.
Right. Sarah, I gotta start wrapping it up because, folks, you gotta go to Bottom Line Personal. If you were a subscriber, you'd have all this already. But go to bottomlineinc.com. Is that right, Sarah?
Bottomlineinc.com, and they can find How to Achieve More with Less. Is this article
right there on the website? But also subscribe to their publications. You'll be glad you did. You'll thank me later. Sarah, thanks for 2 great years. Let's do more.
I'm in for 3. Let's go.
Sarah Heiner, ladies and gentlemen, we love it when Sarah joins us, and she'll be back another day. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.